Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thank you very much for joining us, everybody. It's a pleasure to have you with us today, as always, on the award-winning Close Up Radio. We're also welcoming on this episode life coach and author Nicole Thomas, live and direct from New York City. You know, when one door opens, other doors open when that door closes. So the door opens, and then it closes, and you think everything is done and over with. Well, other doors do open, and it can really be a very beautiful thing. Something better will come our way if we embrace it, if we are aware and we pay heed to it. When we surrender, that's when blessings come. It takes a mindset of understanding that there is a tomorrow. There is light at the end of the tunnel. Just keep living and being your best self, contributing and being interested in your own life. That's how Nicole Thomas, our special guest, lives every day of her life. And that's one of the things that she inspires her clients to do as well. It's the philosophy of life coach and author Nicole Thomas. Nicole empowers women to be their best self by prioritizing self-care, clarifying the vision they have for themselves, defining goals, and executing their vision unapologetically. Nicole knows firsthand what her clients are going through. She was fortunate to come out stronger on the other side herself, later publishing her My View from the Summit. It's a wonderful book, cathartic experience writing it, she says as well. Being divorced and a single mom, she hoped her story would help someone else in her situation see there is light at the end of the tunnel. Even after writing My View from the Summit, Nicole kept a gratitude journal and wrote affirmations to stay encouraged, which inspired her two books, Positive Affirmations for the Soul and Gratitude Journal, and For This I Am Grateful. Nicole says it's important to be present and grateful, regardless of the situation, and speak positively over our lives. Because every day we are alive, we get to pick up the pen and write our story. Yesterday was yesterday. We can take those lessons learned and ask what we can do differently. It takes a mindset of understanding that there is a tomorrow. There is a light at the end of the tunnel. It's really incredible. I do want to let you know she has this wonderful website as a reference. We'll mention it during the course of the show as well. It's IamNicoleThomas.com. That's IamNicoleThomas.com. Let's welcome life coach and author Nicole Thomas to our show once again, live and direct from New York City. Nicole, welcome to Close Up Radio today. It's a pleasure to have you as our special guest on the program. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Jim. It's a pleasure to be a part of this program and the wonderful work that you're doing.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much. Very kind of you to say. And you're right in there with us with the kind of work that you do as well, which really inspires and lifts people up and has got these positive affirmations for the soul, which I think are incredible, and we all need more of that. When you look at your own life's journey and some of the aha moments and inspirations that you've had as well, Nicole, tell us about some of those that led you to realizing not only did you want to do this kind of work, but it was in your DNA. You have to do this kind of work helping others.
Well, Jim, when I ended up getting a divorce, so my background is in HR and training, and I went through a divorce. I have a beautiful 23-year-old daughter now. And what came up for me when I was raising my daughter, even though I had family support, I was in the middle. I was in the weeds, and I couldn't see the forest for the trees. And it was difficult for me to set boundaries. It was difficult for me to keep pushing forward. And I realized that through the progress that I was making, I was losing a little bit of myself. And what led me to do the work that I'm doing now is that I know there are people who want clarity, who need clarity, and then they don't put themselves first. And I had to, it took me a long time to realize that. And I, and sometimes I sat there and wondered, when would I see the light at the end of the tunnel? And it came. It just took time. And that's my goal, to help people see that tomorrow's another day. And positive affirmations impact your mindset, how you view things. It just changes your attitude. So if we get our mindset right around what we're doing and who we're helping, we can show up as the best version of ourselves, and then we can help others along the way.
And that's beautiful when you get a chance to do that, isn't it? I mean, it's just, it's sometimes even hard to put into words because of the power of this work and the importance and the results of work like this.
Yes, it's true. It is difficult to put in words, but it's something that has to happen. I think that when we're going through life, we try to control every aspect of what we're doing. But if we set goals, if we understand the vision we have for ourselves and start moving in with intention, and then with intention, practicing gratitude and positive affirmations along the way, it helps us along our journey. We start to attract the right tribe for us. We emit an energy that attracts the right people and the helpers so that we can do the work that we're called to do, because I truly believe that we all have purpose here on Earth.
Yes, we do. Absolutely right. This desire that you have to help others is really amazing. It's led to this book, My View from the Summit. Very positive. You can even visualize being at the top of the summit. Your view from the summit. I can relate in a way because I was just at the top of Mount Washington in New Hampshire, 6,288 feet in the air, the highest peak in the northeastern United States. And when you reach the summit like that, of whether it's a mountain that's a real physical mountain or the mountains that occur in your own life, when you're at the top and you can breathe deeply and you have that breathtaking view, as you go through these experiences in life, it can be really something, huh?
Mm-hmm. It can. And it's wonderful you're able to experience that. And I think most of us, when we are going through the climb, we just don't see that when we reach the summit that there is a view. We're just so in the middle of trying to climb. And it can be slippery. And that's where my view from the summit, it was a cathartic experience for me, because I was able to get everything out, all the emotions of raising my daughter, being a single parent, even understanding the family dynamics. You just don't see how much support you have when you're trying to climb. But when you reach the summit, it is a beautiful view. The whole point is to keep going and not give up. Life will throw you a lot of curveballs. If we're able to stay the course and get the support we need and take care of ourselves in the process, then that's where we win. We win. We truly win.
Yeah, right, exactly. And that's so important. And that's what you want to do. So what was the writing process like, writing My View from the Summit? Tell us a little bit more about this incredible book.
Oh, thank you for your kind words. Writing the book, as I mentioned, was just getting all of my thoughts out of my head onto paper, and I wanted to share my experience so that I could help someone else, even if it's one person. So just getting those thoughts out. It took discipline, carving out time to write and make sure that the message was very clear. And the message is, no matter what you're going through, there's someone else who's probably going through the same thing, sorry, something similar, and that you can make it through the process. So writing it, it took some time, it was an iterative process, reworking some of the stories that happened to me, but I was able to share my experience on raising my daughter, the lessons learned from my parents and my grandparents, and taking all that knowledge and putting it in a book so that I could share with others.
That's wonderful. And that's the key, is sharing with others. Also, positive affirmations for the soul. Tell us about that too. And that's, I mean, just in hearing that, it makes you feel good.
So, you know, we talk about self-care. It's interesting. When we talk about self-care, everyone's thinking, oh, let's go to the spa and do all these other things. But what about nourishing our soul, being out in nature, thinking about what we say to ourselves? We have so many thoughts during the day. And depending on how we were conditioned or some of the limiting beliefs that we have about ourselves, we may say negative things. All of us do it. Positive affirmations for the soul is a way to speak positivity over your life and situations and be able to change your mindset. Because once you change your mindset, it goes to your attitude, how you approach things, and then your behavior. So I love the book. Those affirmations, they still fit with me today, and they're very helpful in just shifting energy and the way I view things. And I even had a seven-year-old read my book and love the book. So it's good that people are starting young and starting their children out young, speaking over their life. It's important to speak positivity. Seeing the glass half full is beneficial. Some people think it's not being realistic, but if we think about things in a positive way, we can start to solution as opposed to go into a mood of negativity and complaints and then go into being stuck. There's that shift, an energy shift, when you're able to speak over your life.
And that's so important too, absolutely, and to recognize that and to let it happen, because it, again, when I said at the top too, when one door closes, another door opens, and when you're ready for that door to open, it can be really incredibly enlightening and rewarding. Gratitude as well is something that is an essential component to life, and gratitude oftentimes might even be the cure for a lot, right?
I agree, Jim. When you practice gratitude, your entire mood shifts. You start looking at things not from a perspective of lack, but from a perspective of being appreciative of everything that's around you. And not just materialistic things, it becomes appreciating your environment, the birds chirping, the greenery, the people you connect with on a regular basis, someone smiled or held the door for you, just different acts of kindness. If you're grateful, it attracts more in your life.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Sometimes, you know, everybody's so wrapped up and busy and always trying to, clear out the inbox and just move forward that they don't take the time to do that. But it can be really, really rewarding. We talked about the books. Tell us more about the coaching side of what you do.
I enjoy coaching. I was drawn to coaching because several of my colleagues who are in human resources had taken a coaching program. They were part of a coaching program, and they said, this is the most transformative experience, and it's a way for you to give back. So I looked at it from a perspective of how can I improve myself, so self-improvement, and also give back to others. And it has been one of my best decisions. So with coaching, I help people get clarity on their vision. If we don't have clarity, when you don't have clarity, you're not living with intention. It's easy to live day to day without having goals, and then you wake up maybe 5 years from now and wonder what happened because you didn't take the time to think about purpose and focus on where the direction you want to go in your life. And that's where coaching comes in. I enjoy working with clients, getting clarity, helping them set goals, and then executing on them, being fearless.
See, that's key, right? Exactly. Moving forward and being resilient also as well. I mean, oftentimes we have to know what we want, but also be very flexible on how we get there, right? It might not always be a straight line.
Exactly. And that's why having the vision, understanding the vision is important. If you know where you're trying to go, how you get there, there may be bends in the road, there may be detours, and you have to be very flexible. But if you keep the understanding of where you're going, understanding why you're trying to get there, then you just keep plugging along. And being resilient is important. And that's where gratitude comes in. Gratitude and self-care, when you take care of yourself and you're able to take a step back, reflect, and appreciate where you are, then you can take two steps forward. So coaching has a tremendous benefit.
Yeah. And again, putting that one step in front of the other and partaking in it is the important thing. Sometimes people try to go through life saying, oh, I've got this. Don't worry about me. I've got this. I'll work through this. I've got this. But sometimes we don't have it. And sometimes reaching out could be one of the greatest investments you've ever made in your life, because you're investing in yourself. And it doesn't make you weak or vulnerable to reach out when you need that listening ear, when you need the guidance and the support of somebody like a Nicole Thomas, right?
Mm-hmm. That's correct, Jim. You know, sometimes we feel that we have to do everything on our own. But having a life coach, that sounding board, someone who's going to hold you accountable and work with you, where you're able to build trust, is important in being able to live the best version of yourself. And I keep saying the best version of yourself. The best version of yourself, it's different for everyone. But it's being what you are called to do and understanding through introspection, questioning, and getting clear about what you want in life and where you want to go. And that's where life coaching comes in. And it helps you be resilient, manage stress, and get very clear and grounded, so you know what you want and you can say no to the things that you don't want.
Right, exactly. And that's the key to realizing that you can do that. Sometimes when you say no to the things you don't want, it can be very liberating too. Sometimes we say yes to the things we don't want just to not rock the boat and not stir, you know, the waves up. And that could be detrimental to your own happiness and fulfillment as well. You know, one of the other things too that is great, as you know, as an author as well, is writing things out. And you have this wonderful writers group as well. Let's talk about that, because sometimes, you know, the challenge that a lot of writers face is just staring at that blank page. The key, you know, really would be to look at the blank page and not be intimidated by it. See the possibilities, kind of what coaching is all about, right?
Mm-hmm.
Traumatic things may have happened. They're all relevant, but what are you going to do moving forward? Just like that blank piece of paper. The blank piece of paper in your life is really a gift, isn't it?
It is. And so well said, Jim. And just connecting writing, the blank page, and coaching, it is about seeing the opportunities that you would have never seen before. And with the writing group, I enjoy working with writers immensely. I'm able to, so I have, it's two-pronged, the writing group, where we have writing prompts. I work with writers to help kickstart creativity with the writing prompts. And I also have the accountability group, which is a mastermind. And we talk about some of the blocks that are keeping writers from moving forward. What are those challenges? What are those beliefs? What are you saying to yourself? And what is it, your next best step to move the story or your writing project forward? And I just enjoy asking questions, getting to understand the characters, how the writing relates to the people, the participants, their core values, and what they want to share with the world, what the writers want to share with the world. So sitting and looking at the blank page, there are so many possibilities, and we do wield the pen. We have the pen, and we can write our own story. And it's just wonderful working with writers because there's so much creativity there, and we talk a lot about what holds us back. And it's not just writers, right? We have limiting beliefs, things that we say to ourselves and things that come up about can we, in our ability to achieve success or achieve the things that we want. And that's where coaching comes in as well.
Yeah, and that's a key to it all as well. Let's talk a little bit about some of the clients, maybe a couple that stand out for you that you were able to help. Do you have a couple of some of those case studies or success stories that you'd like to share?
I do, actually. I have two really great stories, but the one that I want to highlight is many of us have difficulty asking for help. And I have a client who is struggling in between roles, transitioning between jobs, and I was having difficulty just going to the next level. Wasn't sure of the direction she should go in. And we discussed, we looked at the possibilities. We looked at the importance and a new role was for her and how it lined up with her core values, what was needed for her to feel successful in a role. And I just loved all the action steps that she was able to take. And she landed, I wish I was exaggerating, maybe after several conversations the next month, she was able to land a job. And it was about being comfortable. You're looking at what you say to yourself that keeps you from taking action, really breaking down the mindset. And she was able to reach out, tap into her network, and through coaching and guidance, she was able to find a very good position. And it's one of my highlights. I love to talk about it because we tell ourselves these stories, and we have to challenge the narrative every day. And that's where the positive affirmations come in. That's where journaling and gratitude come in, being grateful and then reaching out and getting the help you need comes in as well.
Comes in as well. That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible. Is there another one that comes to mind?
Yes, it's actually about, they're both about career. So I do work with women who are in transition, and another client of mine was seeking a role, and we went through understanding what's the goal, what getting really clear about the vision, even visualizing her in the perfect role, because visualization is important. See yourself there, feel it. What does it look like? And we were able to work through actually over a course of a few months, several months, understanding how she wanted to show up, what she wanted the perfect job to look like. And she got to a place where she ended up getting two offerings, and she took one. So she is very happy. The second client with career opportunities in transition, because change is scary, Jim, and that's where coaching comes in, and being grateful for where you are, not dwelling on the past, but being grateful for what you have presently. And then through coaching, asking questions and drilling down to understanding what your client wants, what they feel they need to be successful, and addressing those blocks. And once you get through to the mindset and the root cause, then you're able to push forward. So I was very happy that she ended up getting those two offers, and she's happily employed now.
Mm. Why do you love this work so much? It's obvious that this is in your DNA, as I was talking about earlier, and this is work that you really, truly love and share with others. Where do you think that comes from, Nicole?
Deep down, I think I've always wanted to help people. That's why I'm in human resources. I love working and training and supporting the growth of others. And so many people have helped me along the way. You know, when we look back, a lot of people say, I did it on my own. But even the person who gave me a nice comment or was very friendly, shared advice, giving back is important. And I felt the love and the guidance as I was going through my journey. And even though it was tough, the support that I received, I believe in giving it back to other people. I truly believe that once we give, it's a circle of kindness. It comes back to you. So I believe in helping people grow, learn, and show up for other people as well. Show up for themselves and show up for others, because I know how tough it was to even show up for myself.
Right, exactly. Which, again, you know, as somebody who knows it and walks the walk, talks the talk, I think that's what makes you so relatable to your clients as well. You also do workshops and things of that nature too, right?
I do. I offer workshops, discussions. I had a dream catcher workshop, which I truly enjoyed, which talked about courage. So if you do it in the presence of fear. And I talk a lot about mindset, having courage to push forward, seeing possibilities, And I enjoy facilitating workshops to help people, I don't want to say see the light, but believe in themselves, believe that they can. Because it's true, you can get knocked down, and you get knocked down enough, you stop believing in yourself. You stop, you start to wonder about your worth and what you can contribute. And those workshops are to help people realize, hey, just because things have happened to you, you've had these experiences, you can still press forward. There's so much ahead of you. There's so much life ahead of you that you haven't even seen if you just believe. And if you have the courage to take the leap and walk in faith. And that's what those workshops are truly about.
Tell us also about, which I think is terrific, the journal, and for this I am grateful.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the journal came about because I practice gratitude daily. Some people say, how can you practice gratitude daily? I do. I am just grateful. I'll say I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful that I found this book that I'm looking for. If I'm looking for, like I said, if someone holds the door for me, or if I, sometimes I go into stores and they'll give me a discount out of the blue. I don't know why, Jim. I'm just like, I'm so thankful. So thankful for your kindness. I am truly grateful. And that's how my journal, that's how it came about. I said, I want to write down why I'm grateful. I have to remind myself every day, because we go out into the world, we leave our shelter where we have all the stability, and then we go into the world and you can get beat up out there. The distractions, you're being pulled to do so many different things, you're wearing different hats. You take the time to be grateful and not look to the left or the right to see what other people are doing, but be happy with what you have and thankful. It leads to not only more blessings to come your way, but it shifts your mindset. So I need a journal. I want my own journal. I want to write down why I'm grateful. I have a few, five questions you can ask yourself. And I think it's important for people to practice gratitude on a regular basis. They'll see a shift in their life. And that's how it just came about. I said, I have to release this. It's that important. Gratitude is that important for others to know about it and practice.
It really is. And I encourage folks to connect with our very special guest, Nicole Thomas, by going to the website, www.iamnicolethomas.com. Again, iamnicolethomas.com. Also, look for the books, My View from the Summit, as well as Positive Affirmations for the Soul and the Gratitude Journal we just talked about. And for this, I am grateful. In addition to the website, are any of those available on Amazon and places like that as well, Nicole?
Mm-hmm, they are, Jim. All of the books are available on Amazon, amazon.com.
What would be a parting message, and I hope we do get a chance to explore some more together on the show, on Close Up Radio, but for now, if somebody is struggling with something, what would be a quick short message of maybe inspiration you'd like to leave for somebody listening to this broadcast right now?
The short message I have at the end of the day, Jim, is to believe in yourself and know that tomorrow brings a different day, a different opportunity, if you just hold on.
That's the main thing.
I know that was very short, but really believe in yourself and see that there's opportunity. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. And when the door closes, allow the other door to open. Exactly. IamNicoleThomas.com is the website, everybody. Life coach, author, amazing at what she does, a great listener, and you get that wonderful safe zone of trust that you look for, too, because a lot of times I'm sure clients emote and share things even with you, Nicole, that they don't do with their closest loved ones and friends. So that comfortable, easy, safe zone is created, which is a beautiful thing. I encourage folks, again, to go to IamNicoleThomas.com and connect with our very special guest, Nicole Thomas. Nicole, thanks for joining us on the show. This was really terrific, and I applaud you for all the amazing work you do, and hope we get a chance to chat some more down the line on Close Up Radio. That would be a pleasure.
Thank you so much, Jim. Thank you for having me.
You are very welcome. You have a wonderful rest of your day, and you do as well, everybody. Stay tuned. We'll be back momentarily with another amazing guest right here on Close Up Radio. This is your host, Jim Masters. Thank you for your time this time. Till next time, you have a great day. Bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.